Welcome everybody. Shir number 1202. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember Baron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe. The Fushlem Leia Bas Cyril and the Fushlem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so we started talking a little bit last share in reference to the loose skin on the lips, which I want to just zoom in a little bit more, especially comes the winter time. People have chapped lips, and they and some of the skin starts peeling off. So there is a machaber, which we're not going to get into right now, in actually Simen Shin Chav Ches and Hilchas Refuah, that talks about various. Sometimes a person has parts of the skin, you know, let's say around the nail area, and it's detached, and it's hurting them. Okay, so. The Mechaber talks about there could be certain times possibly when one could remove it, but depending, we're not going to get into that right now, depending on the situation. We're talking about a case in time, obviously it's hurting a person a lot, number one, and number two, it's not going to bleed, whatever the case is, but we'll try and talk about that as we get closer. It's very much detached from the skin. So the Mechaber just real quickly says Pesha Pesha or Espas Viva Tsiparin in Pesha Ruban Klape Mila. It's very detached from the skin, and it's the Mechaber used the words Klape Mila, going upwards. We don't know what that means. It's Machloikis as to what exactly that means. We're going to have to see when we get to those halachas. So over there, possibly if a person is very, they have a lot of tsar, it's hurting them a lot, it's possible to say if it's in a certain time and place, certain way, to remove it possibly with one's hands. But again, we have to see, we're not talking about that at all right now, we have to see how exactly, what are the conditions that might be able to be done in a case in time whereby somebody's very bitsar. In other words, it's hurting them a lot. Okay. But again, we have to talk about and see what exactly does that mean? How much is it peeled off? How is it, what way is it facing? It's a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Okay. Babir as a May, what we started talking about last year in reference to the peeling from the lips. I just want to explain a little bit more what the Bir Halacha talks about, when he goes back and forth in Divrei Maskil Yabeles Migufai, that under the heading of, we spoke about warts, scabs, and so on last year, which we're going to get a little bit more into, but he said, the Bir Halacha at the end over there talks about if somebody has, hanging skin that's detached from their lips, right? And even though it might be detached, a lot, right, it might even be detached a lot, or Ruban, most of it is detached. And it's even sort of like a dangling, if you want to call it. You know, it's the meduldalin, it's about to fall off, it's dangling. So Efshir says, the Mishabura, an interesting, important thing to keep in mind. Efshir dechayiv chatas, if one pulls that off, it could be that a person will be chayiv on that case. Because we mentioned in the past, if one uses their hands in many of these situations that we've been talking about, it could be only aser midrabbanan. They use their hands, it's not the regular way. Usually you take these things off with a kli. For example, like with the wart, right? Bein b'yad, bein b'kli, we spoke about whatever the case is. So the Mishnah Berurah said that a person would need a kli, right? Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkat Nevo, a person will need a kli to be over min haTorah, with the hands would still be aser midrabbanan. But in this case, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that the chayiv chatas, it could be the person would be chayiv chatas, I feel, but even if they use their hands. Why? Because the derech litloish oisam sham bayad v'loy b'kli. Again, like we said last year, we just said it quickly, I just wanted to work on it a little bit. When somebody is peeling lips, they have chapped lips, peeling lips, so the derech is that they remove that skin, the dead skin, from their lips with their hands. Nobody uses a kli for that. You don't use scissors, there's no kli to pull that off. The derech is, you take your fingers and you pull it off. So he says interesting things as the Mishnah Berurah, lefi zeh afilu sheperish ruban. Even if you'll say that the skin started peeling off, and most of it is peeled off, and it's already, let's say, hanging, and it's about to fall off, and it's like, you know, towards the end already. It's not really on solid. And you'll say there won't be any bleeding, whatever the case is. But he says, Lefi ze afilu sheper sheruban de matirin, says the Bir Halacha, le'el besimin shin chav ches, which we'll have to see the details, how that works when it's on the fingers. On the fingers is a little bit different, because over there the derech is with a kli, but we're going to have to see how that works. Doesn't make it mutter, but in case of when somebody's bitzar, they're in pain, it's bothering them a lot, possibly certain times and places it could be done. But over here by the lips, he says, Latosham bayod, Geshem Sara, say. Even over there where we say possibly it could be mutter in Shin Chav Ches to pull it off, let's say by the finger case, when somebody's very bizarre, they're suffering from it and it's bothering them a lot, in certain conditions it could be done. Hocha is Asr, he says, but over here by the lips it would be different. It would be Taka Asr. Why? The Yad, the Yad, the Hocha, Kevan, Duhu, Arche. Over here, when one uses their hands, this is the regular way. Kekli dami. It's as though one is using a kli, and it's as though one uses a kli. So when one uses their fingers to pull off the dead skin from their lips, this is the regular way, says the Bir Halacha. And this would taka be even worse than the case of possibly with the fingers, where the derech is more to use a kli, a utensil, than with their hands. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, even in case in time where somebody's bitzar, it's bothering them a lot, and the skin is peeling from their lips, and even though it's off a lot and it's dangling and it's mostly almost detached, one has to be careful still not to pull it off. Okay, so just to end off with the lip story for now, anyways, possibly getting back to it, but it brings on the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 161, and the Taka says that not just that, but even biting off the skin. Person knows, right? You have on the lips, again, besides the fact it causes bleeding, but right now we're talking about, we're trying to work on the shearing part, the goizes part. So whereby you're removing things that are coming off the body, right? So this is dead skin and so on. So he wants to say even biting, when you have a person that has chapped lips, right, and the standard way is to bite it, and that's the sort of like the normal derech, the normal way. So he says, however, biting, he says like this on page 161, however, biting skin off the lips does fall under the biblical prohibition, the Isser Min HaTorah, of pulling off skin, since the skin is normally removing by biting. In other words, this is the normal way, just like we saw in the Bir HaLacha. By pulling off skin from the lips with one's fingers, right? People pick their lips. It's the normal way you pick the lips and they pull off the skin. Now, we're talking about during the week. So the same way he wants to say biting skin off the lips also does fall under the biblical, the Isser Min HaTorah, since the skin is normally removed by biting. So one has to be careful that those are terim, where we said possibly certain case in times whereby one could pull off, if they're mistar, they could pull off the skin. So by the fingers possibly, which we have to talk about how that works, but lamaisa on the lips, it's much worse, and it's much more stringent because of the fact that this is the normal way. Nobody uses a clear utensil. Nobody uses a utensil to pull off the skin, the dead skin from their lips. They either pull it off with their hands, right? They pull it off, pick it off, or they bite it off, which is, these are fall under the normal way. So once you have pulling off the skin the normal way, and this is what somebody wants, it's not like Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf, a person is doing it, and this is what they want, this is Mamish the Malacha of Goizei's sharing. So one has to be extremely careful, besides the fact one would bleed. But if the mitzvah, okay, we spoke about that, could be Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf, but one has to be careful not to pull it off their lips, not by biting, and not by picking it off with their fingers. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.